بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبط نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وقفوهم إنهم مسؤولون. In a society that is peaceful and organized and responsible and prosperous and Islamic, an important concept is very vital for the prosperity of that society. And that concept is the concept of muhasaba. Muhasaba means any individual in that society should be held accountable. Yuhasabu wa yuhasib, both. Any individual should be held accountable, and also he or she should held others also accountable. Both are important. The person himself is being held accountable, and also the person himself hold others accountable. And nobody is above the law. A democratic society, Islamic society, no one, including leaders, religious leaders, political leaders, social leaders, no one is above the law. People are equal when it comes to implementing the law. That is a prosperous society. That is a just and honorable and a progressive and happy society, when no one is above the law. Therefore, being held accountable, it happens through two ways. One way, I hold myself accountable. Every night, I review my day, the events that I went through, the conversation that I had, the encounters I experienced. What did I do? How many things I did right and how many things I did wrong. I have to hold myself accountable every single night. حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسب. Before they take you to the court, the ultimate court, you take yourself to the court every night. Don't let it go. Don't let the next week comes while you have abused someone, destroyed the life of someone. Don't do that. You have to hold yourself accountable every single night. Ask yourself, interrogate yourself privately. Take some time, 30 minutes. Don't we spend time on chatting with others? Watching television? This is more important. 30 minutes of self-examination, self-interrogation. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا. Be honest with yourself. This is one form. The second form, we have to encourage and allow others to criticize us and hold us accountable too. We are not above the law. We are not angels. We are not infallibles. We are human beings. أحب إخواني, my best friends, the hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen عليه الصلاة والسلام. أحب إخواني من أهدى إلي عيوبي. My best friends in the community are those who have the guts to come forward and tell me my faults, about my mistakes, my errors, my faults. Those are the best of friends. Don't repel them. Don't be harsh with them. We have to encourage them. We have to accept them with a smile. In fact, we have to thank them. That's the best gift. They are fixing our lives. They are trying to make us more honorable, more human. So we have to accept that. When someone comes to you in a humble way, of course, the way you do nasiha should be also nice and humble, not harsh. If you want people to listen to you and accept your advice, then you have, when you approach them, you have to be humble. Humble. Nasihun amin. A person who wishes all goodness for people. He does not wish to embarrass them or to harm them or to attack them. All what he has in his mind is to present a nasiha, beautiful advice. So we have to encourage them to come forward. Now, of course, that some people, when you advise them, they don't listen. First time, second time, third time. But the fourth time when you go to them, you have to go to them with discipline. You know, sometimes when you are pulled over by cops here in America, they give you citation sometimes. Some of them are very good. They give you citation. They know you did not do this mistake on purpose. Maybe you were thinking of, you know, the loss you made today, what your wife told you early in the morning. So you were speeding, you were slowing, you were... But sometimes they give you what? Huh? Sometimes they give you warning and sometimes they give you citation. We have to do the same, my friends. Sometimes we give warning to people, polite warning. What you are doing is not right. Don't repeat it. But if some people, they insist on their wrongdoing, after that we have to issue them what? Citation. It has to be a citation for people to wake up. Because the salama, the security of the community, the peace in the community is more important than one individual like me. We sacrifice individuals for the sake of the society. The general welfare, the general beauty, the general security and peace in the society. So this is one type, yuhasab, to be held accountable. No one is above the law. The other part of it, we have to hold people accountable. Sometimes we find some countries are peaceful. Other countries are not very peaceful. The reason? In the countries that are peaceful, nobody is above the law. You can take the king or the queen to the court, the prime minister. You can take them to court. No one is above the law. There is democracy there. There is respect for human rights. Respect for human rights. You enjoy that society. My friends, we are not only enjoying the weather and the food, believe me. The most important thing a human being enjoy and thrive upon is the honor and the respect. When you are respected in a community, you love that community. Even if you starve, you love that community because your rights are not being taken away from you. So we have to hold anyone accountable. No one is above the law. And therefore, in some countries where law is always implemented on the poor and the deprived and the weak, but the powerful, the rich, they can get away with it, that country is not a progressive country. That country does not find peace and happiness and security. Everyone should be held accountable. But as I said, in a polite way, nasiha. All the khulafa stood after the Prophet. They said, Ayyuhannas, all my congregations, All my subjects, if I did something wrong, come forward. Tell me you did wrong. And this happened. You know how many times in the community a lady stands, a young man stands, an old man stands to the caliph and tells him something wrong happened there. You are responsible for it because you were not careful. Because you went home, you enjoyed your time with your family, and you left people outside suffering. So we have to promote this culture, a culture that holds everyone accountable in the society, so we can reach, inshallah, a peaceful society, a society that pleases God, inshallah. My friends, next Thursday, which is the 27th, we are commemorating the martyrdom of Imamana wa Mawlana al-Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. The grandson of the Prophet, the disciple of the Prophet, and the leader of the Ja'fari tradition. So that would be Thursday, this coming Thursday, the 27th, after Dua Kumail and the Maghrib prayers, inshallah. And then we have this, our last announcement for the summer camp. This is our 20th year. We started the summer camp for the young generation, our sons and daughters in our community, so they can come, enjoy their time, get engaged in discussion. Sometimes some of those young ones, they don't get the chance to speak here in the midst of our community, either because they are embarrassed or shy, or but there they find the guts, the courage, the time, the chance to express themselves. And we should allow them to express themselves and encourage them to come there to learn. And we learn from them too. So this is our 20th year. We have the summer retreat. So please encourage your young ones, those who are 16, 17 and above, to attend this summer camp, which is going to be at the end of this month, 28th, 29th, 30th, in a very beautiful place. We try to choose beautiful spiritual locations, and this is Big Bear. So encourage them as you give them a gift, birthday gift. This is, I believe, the best graduation gift, birthday gift you can present to your son and daughter. On July 13th, we're going to have to celebrate the birth of our eighth Imam, Al-Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam. And we have invited an honorable man. He is a Christian pastor who lives and works at a church in Portland, Oregon. This man made something very unusual. This past Arba'een, he walked from Najaf to Karbala in the procession of the Arba'een of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He's a white Christian from Oregon. He has no relationship with the Middle East or the Muslim world, but he, because of a community next to him, Muslim community, he got to be introduced to them, and they encouraged him to come. So he made a discovery in his life. And he puts this discovery in a documentary. I think it's about 30 minutes. I watched that documentary. He made a documentary about the Arba'een, the visitation, the ziyara, Imam Hussein and Ahlul Bayt and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was very impressed by the generosity of the people of Iraq. They provide food, drink, everything free for the Zuwar for almost 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And then he decided to make a documentary. So I invited him, Pastor John, to be with us on July 13th, Saturday. It will be Saturday at 6:30, inshallah. So I invite you and your American friends and others to attend this celebration. And last but not least, on July 20th, the Shia Muslim Council in Southern California. We have a council that encompasses about 16 Shia Muslim Islamic centers in Southern California, 16. Some of these centers are Iranians, some of them Pakistanis, some of them Lebanese, some of them Iraqis, some of them Khoja. Ours, alhamdulillah, is international and global, alhamdulillah. look next to you, left and right, people from different nationalities. This is the beauty of this community. 25 different nationalities we have in single Friday prayers. This is Islam. So we have introduced a good concept which is called professional networking event, bringing professional people from all backgrounds, Shias, Sunnis, Muslims, non-Muslims, to get together to recognize each other, help each other, and support each other. And this is a very important function. They were supposed to bring me the flyer. I don't know whether Haj Samir is there. He knows about the flyer or not. So you will see the flyer soon, inshallah. But the event, mark your calendar, is Saturday, July 20th. I think it is going to be in your Belinda, inshallah. So register for that, and you're going to enjoy this event, I promise you. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات. Inshallah. إلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات and to the soul of سيد هاشمي الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.